and joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon, I'm very happy to say, are April Corville and Hab Barton, who are board members for Bike Lafayette, here to talk about the organization as well as a really special event they're going to have next Saturday, September 9th, called Bikes, Beer, and Burritos. So it's nice to have you in our studios again. I know, April, we often hear from you during festival time, but you're also very involved in the community in other ways. And Hab, you are a member of KRVS and have been for some time now, and it's nice to have you here behind a microphone.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Well, Bike Lafayette has been an important part of the community. I think everyone's aware that more people are interested in biking and not just getting bikes for their children for Christmas, but personal biking, biking, using it for transportation. So It's really evolved and expanded in the community, bike use. So tell us just a bit, a brief history of Bike Lafayette, how it got started, and what the mission of the organization is.
Well, I know that when was Bike Lafayette was funded in 2008? So is that right?
I think that sounds right.
Yeah, it's almost exactly a decade now.
Yeah, so it's almost a decade old, and it's shifted over the past years, but recently we've kind of had a little bit of a resurgence and a repurposing of our mission, and we've gotten some fresh blood on the board, and we're trying to kind of re-raise that awareness. Initially, whenever Bike Lafayette was first funded, and this was probably long before you and I were on the board, Hab. They submitted a schematic to the city to kind of have like a long-term plan as far as putting signs, lanes, you know, just to make it safer and more accommodating for cyclists. And, you know, needs change over time. And so part of what the board now is looking at doing is sort of recommitting to the community, re-educating people, particularly motorists and cyclists too, because, you know, if cyclists know the rules of the road and how to interact with motorists and vice versa, it makes it safer for everyone. So part of what we're doing is to kind of re-engage the community on those laws and to kind of take a look back at what we submitted to the city 10 years ago and to see that maybe, you know, there's some needs that have changed over time, how we can make those existing lanes and the existing signage that's already in place, maybe make it safer or better or easier to use. Do you have anything to add? Sorry, I went on a tangent.
No.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, 10 years is a whole generation. I mean, the two of you may have been in college when Bike Lafayette was first founded, or even younger. And so you're a different generation. And, you know, that I guess we got used to a certain emphasis on biking or what Bike Lafayette did. But your needs and interests have probably shifted.
Yeah. I mean, the needs change. But I think the top level, the high level, is it's safety and it's awareness. And,
okay.
You know, that's why I joined 2 years ago. And that's what we talk about as a board quite often, is how do we best accomplish that?
And some people in our audience may think it's an organization just for people. You know, sometimes if you're driving down the interstate or the thruway, you'll see like teams of people, you know, dressed in biking clothes. And they might think that it's just for serious long-distance bikers. But you all have perhaps a different approach. What is your interest in biking personally?
My interest is biking around town for fun and the people that have a special place in my heart are the ones that are just biking to work. Or maybe that's their main or only mode of transportation.
Yeah.
So, again, how do we keep them safe and just get them to work like everybody else?
Right.
Because I like to think of it as, you know, I tell people that get frustrated. You know, they may get frustrated because there's cyclists on the road. And, you know, the more people, I'm one of those people that tries to, you know, bike around town, get from one place to the other. I'm definitely not a serious road cyclist.
No, me either.
But the more people that are getting to work on their bicycle, the less people that are sitting in front of you in traffic at the red light, you know. So it's not only is it good for, you know, your health and the environment, but Lafayette as a whole, just looking strictly at traffic patterns, could definitely benefit from having more people getting to work on a bicycle.
Absolutely.
So you're really hoping to reach people with a variety of needs on the bicycle. Obviously, long-distance cyclists mm-hmm. are a part of this too, but people who would like to change their lifestyle a bit and maybe bike to work, because there are many communities within Lafayette where that could be possible.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If people perhaps felt safer or perhaps knew better how to go about doing that. Mm-hmm. So with the evolving mission that you all have, how are you as a board, a group, transforming what you do throughout the year? How do you reach out? And you obviously have a Facebook page that gives some information. Your website has a lot of good tips. How else do you feel you're hoping to reach out?
I think one of the reasons we're having this fundraiser next week is to reach out to the community mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. re-get in touch with them. What are their issues? What are things we're not thinking about? I know April's great on social media, but it's going to be great to talk to people face-to-face and really hear what they have to say.
Absolutely.
And we wanted to – part of the – you know, along with that, for the fundraiser that we're having next weekend, is to connect those various groups of cyclists. You know, so it's going to be at the mountain bike trails. So we want those mountain bikers that, you know, use their bikes for one thing, and the commuter cyclists and the road cyclist and the necessity rider, and even those that just do it for fun, that just kind of go the casual riders, to connect all of those various communities and get them talking to each other and working together towards a same mutual goal.
So having a fun event where everybody feels like they can come and enjoy themselves and network as well, as
sure.
the two of you are saying, where that you're not just meeting on social media, but you're meeting, perhaps bringing your bicycles, mm-hmm. Sharing information about bikes and how you use them, and perhaps sparking conversations
yeah.
and giving a new direction.
Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. one of the projects that we were kind of brainstorming about that we hope to have at the fundraiser is a lot of these sort of urbanism projects have the blackboards that say, you know, fill in the blank. One day I would like to, and you fill in the blank. And so what we'd like to have is I would bike more if, and to let people put their concerns down and let's learn what it is that's stopping people from maybe getting out there. And maybe it's just lack of knowledge or fear or lack of safety or education. I mean, there's so many mm-hmm. concerns. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that we would like to do is to bring those concerns, you know, to some city council meetings and to the city, and kind of bring these concerns to the forefront so that we can possibly start addressing some of them.
All right. So with the two of you biking, what are – you know, and you don't have to give your whole list, but just personally, as you've, you know, started on your journey to be a cyclist, what's something that you've noticed that you particularly find an important issue that you hope will get more play?
For me, I live and work close to campus, mm-hmm. and I see people riding without helmets, playing on their phone, on their bicycle, blowing through stop signs or stoplights. And that's just bad for the whole community.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's rightfully going to make, you know, drivers mad at us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to tear down anything we try to build up.
Almost like it's a self-driving bicycle or something.
Right.
You don't have to pay attention.
I don't even know how they do yeah. it. I would fall off.
Yeah, now that's it. When the first thing you mentioned was helmets and just, you know, a personal story. I have two sons who ride bikes, and I was always trying to get them to wear helmets
mm-hmm.
here. And one of them moved to Colorado. Well, everybody seems to wear helmets there, and
mm-hmm.
it just became a natural. That's just what you did, and it just felt like the more people who use helmets, the more comfortable people become.
Sure.
Whereas you bringing that up shows that it is an issue here,
mm-hmm.
that very few people casually wear bike helmets
right.
around here. So that sounds like something very important, and something that's doable, and something that you can work on,
mm-hmm.
And not something necessarily that is governmental. It doesn't have to be driven by the city council. That's something personal and
yeah. right. it's very easily done.
Mm-hmm,
could
mm-hmm.
be done tomorrow, and I'd add, you know, lights on the front and back of your bike as well.
Right. Then that's all something we can individually do with our own bikes and our own bike safety. How about you, April? What's in addition to bike helmets?
Well, you know, in addition to the cyclist obeying traffic laws and, you know, following the rules of the road, you know, a lot of cyclists maybe don't know or aren't aware that, you know, you're still a vehicle. And so you still have to obey all of the traffic laws, just like you would be a car. One of my other pet peeves is whenever I see cyclists riding at night and they don't have lights on, like Hap said. And there have been times where I've stopped and given them like extra lights that I just carry around in my car.
very nice of you.
But, you know, I would say another thing, too, is motorists that just aren't paying attention, and not only for watching out for cyclists, but pedestrians or, you know, other multi-use vulnerable road users is what we call them. People that are not in a four-wheeled vehicle, you know, playing on their phone, texting.
Well, and that sounds like a greater conversation about just mindfulness on the road, whether it is cyclists or people in cars. So I'm sure as people are listening here to you talk about some of the things that you've noticed, lots of things are popping up in their heads as well, people who are cyclists. And this event that you all are having on the 9th is a great opportunity to bring those ideas. And as you said, April, you'll have big chalkboards and people will be adding some of these ideas and everybody getting a chance to look at them and seeing what you can work on either individually or as a group, or perhaps something that does need to go to a higher level. If you are just tuning in, my guests are Hab Barton and April Corville, who are both board members with the organization Bike Lafayette, here to talk about the organization as well as an event on September 9th called Bikes, Beer, and Burritos. Sounds like a really fun time. And it will be. It will be at, you mentioned the mountain trails, but where is that? Is that the Acadiana
Park? That's located at Acadiana Park.
Okay. Which is in the north side of Lafayette.
Correct. It's off of Alexander.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think they've been doing some improvements there. I know that LA Trails has been very involved in adding trails there. And are some of those four bikes that have been added?
Yeah, the mountain bike trails have had vast improvement lately.
Really, and that's been maintained and kept up by Mountain Bike Lafayette, which is kind of a subsidiary of Bike Lafayette. And so they're pretty much strictly maintained by that organization.
They do a lot of hard work.
Well, kudos to them as well. So that will take place on the 9th. What time does it start on the 9th?
We have a couple of different things that are going on. At 8 a.m., we do have some group rides that are happening, and they're not necessarily races or organized rides. It's just kind of group rides. And we have a 10-mile ride sort of for the casual rider that wants to maybe go at a slower pace. And then we have a 25-mile ride. There's a route that we're planning on having up to Arnoldville for those more serious road cyclists. And then after that, things kick off around 10 is when the food will have burritos and we'll have some beer and water and other refreshments. We definitely don't condone beer and biking at the same time.
Especially not
cycle
road
responsibly.
Cycling.
Yes. Right. Yeah. So that's saved for after the rides. And then we'll have some live music and some giveaways and some different vendors there to share information and recommend, you know, if you're just thinking about cycling or maybe you're kind of in the market for a bike, we'll have some vendors there that you can talk to and get more information from them and talk to other cyclists and just kind of it's really to have a conversation and get the different parts of the community together.
And I would imagine for people who you mentioned some people are fearful, that fear is involved in their hesitation to get on the road or start cycling. And this could be a good opportunity to, if you've been wanting to get into biking, to meet others. And as you said, meet people who have the equipment and bikes and people that you can talk to. So a really nice showcase for all of that. And also an introduction to the mountain bike trails. You can take a look at those. And if you don't want to get on the road, you can, you know, start on a trail and, you know, feel a little bit safer there. So have the two of you taken those trails? Have you used the mountain bike trails or you're more roads?
Maybe about 2 years ago and I was as slow as you could be, but it was still fun.
It was a good way to start, wasn't it?
Sure.
And get your feel for biking on those mountain bike trails.
I've jogged and have walked back there a handful of times, but I'm more of a a roadie than a mountain biker. But it is really nice, and it's shaded, and it's very pretty back there. So it's it's a nice little nature scene. Mm-hmm.
Now, how can people sign up for the rides that you were talking about, the ones that start at 8 in the morning? Where do they find information about that? A Facebook website? Where
should they go? So the event, the fundraiser is kind of all wrapped into one. Okay. So if you sign up for the fundraiser and buy a ticket to it, then the ride's sort of included with that. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to participate in the ride. So we kind of wanted it to keep it sort of loose and casual, but you can go to the website bikelafayette.org or Eventbrite or on our Facebook page, which is Bike Lafayette on Facebook, and you can, you know, get tickets to the fundraiser through any of those outlets.
Mm-hmm. Now, suppose you're not sure what you're doing Saturday until Saturday morning and you show up at, say, 7:30 or so. Can you participate in the ride then? Can you
sign up then? You can sign up on site the day of, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I want to explore all possibilities.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Again, the biking part, if you want to do one of those rides, that will be at 8. And then the event at Acadiana Park starts at around 10 o'clock.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you don't want to bring your bicycle to the event, you know, if you don't have a rack, or like I don't have a rack on my car, so I'm not going to be able to bring my bike, but there will be a bike rental program there as well, through another local organization, so you can show up and rent a bike if you want. And
I think you all have thought of everything.
Trying to.
No reason.
Yeah. Trying to be thorough.
Not to get involved in biking, or just to give it a try and see how it feels for you. Now, are you encouraging families to come, to bring children as well?
Sure. That's a group we didn't talk about. But, you know, how many parents say they wish their kids would put their phones down and go outside? Mm-hmm. Well, biking's a great way to do that. Mm-hmm. And if we're being honest, the adults could put their phones down too, try biking themselves. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely family-friendly event.
And it would be kind of a safe haven if you want to take your kids out and to show them, you know, how to safely ride on the road, but you're, you know, afraid to bring them out on a busy highway or maybe a neighborhood highway. This would be a good opportunity for the risk is a little bit lower because there's more cyclists there. Mm-hmm. So
you're talking about families participating in the rides that you all have set up early in the morning.
Right. Or even just, you know, if you want to bring your family out and you have your son or daughter that just got a bicycle and you want to kind of show them the rules of the road and sort of teach them how to operate on a road, you don't necessarily have to participate in that group ride, but the roads around the area would be kind of a good little...
Around the Acadiana Park.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it would be a good sort of test run.
Or even a family wanting to go on the mountain bike trails as well. So lots of opportunities to get involved with biking, show your children how to safely ride their bicycles. And again, as you mentioned, there will be lots of people there with information about bike safety and bike maintenance and anything you would probably want to know about.
And children 10 and under get in free too, so you don't have to pay for your whole family.
Bring all the little children there. I know some people wonder if at events like that they can bring animals. I know that's often a question. Would that be – there's going to be so many bikes, might be probably
– Right. Yeah. That is one thing we didn't think of. I mean, I would probably say maybe discourage that because – most animals, particularly dogs, if they are around large crowds of people, they may get a little overstimulated.
Right. And sometimes bicycles.
Yeah, bicycles and children. I would probably recommend leaving Fido at home for this one.
Now, if anyone's listening and would be interested in participating or helping further in what you all do you all have regular meetings? Is there a way that people can get involved in Bike Lafayette on more consistent level?
I'd say please come out and talk to us, and you know, we can discuss in person. There's a lot of opportunities for that.
Right, and it sounds like you have, like you mentioned, the mountain bike group, so that there are people within the organization who have many different interests.
Yes.
And you know, some people more interested in safety, some people are interested in trails, some people interested in perhaps governmental issues and ways that
we're always looking for new people to get involved and to join.
All right. right. So you can attend the event on September 9th, or I'm sure you have contact information on your website. Or mm-hmm. Now, yes. What can people find on your website? I did glance over that, and it seems like you have a lot of helpful tips there as well. Seem to be some safety things.
Yeah, we actually recently kind of overhauled our website. So we've added links to videos for how to properly use hand signals whenever you're on the road. There are kind of the top 10 rules of the road for motorists to become familiar with if you're riding and you're kind of don't know how to interact with a cyclist. There's different group rides. There's a lot of local group rides around town. And then there's a list of the local bike shops in town as well. So there's all sorts of just different resources. Mm-hmm. And there's also, if you want to become a sustaining member for Bike Lafayette, okay. You can do that as well.
Absolutely.
You've got the full product there at your website. So Hab, what do you enjoy most about biking to work? And that seems like that's important to you. Transportation, biking is transportation.
Yeah. For me, it's fun just to be outside and not be in the car all day. The work thing for me, though, is that's just some people's only way. And so that's why I keep coming back to that. But
right.
It's just someone else going to work just like everyone else in their car.
Right. And we forget about that.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you do often hear people like, well, cars are so expensive. You know, mm-hmm. And this does give many people a viable option. And I would imagine, too, if your job involves being in an office all day, biking to work and biking
yes.
home
yes.
can really give you
some fresh air mm-hmm. and a little mm-hmm. exercise.
Absolutely. So lots of different reasons to perhaps consider biking to work mm-hmm. if it's practical or feasible for you. Again, if you are tuning in, Hab Barton and April Courville are board members with Bike Lafayette, talking about the organization, their evolving mission, and what they're hoping to accomplish with the organization, and about a special event on September 9th, Bikes, Beer, and Burritos. That will be in Acadiana Park. It is a fundraiser, but it's also an opportunity to get to know other cyclists. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in cycling but just aren't sure how to get involved with it, this is a good place to start as well. There's so many different types of people cycling
yes.
who will be there, people who cycle for different reasons, whether it's exercise or transportation. Mm-hmm. You can meet all those different kinds of people. Mm-hmm. And there will be booths and tables set up with how to change your tire, how to you know, all kinds of different subjects that people may want to know about with
yeah.
biking as well. Board members with Bike Lafayette will be there
sure.
if you want to talk to them about getting more involved. Anything else you'd like to add that we haven't touched on about the event? Obviously, great burritos and beer
mm-hmm.
and
right.
lots of bikes there. And what a great opportunity just to go and see different types of bikes, too. You know, it's like going to the bird show or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You get to see the various bikes that are
yeah,
out there.
I mean, I would just say that, you know, even if you show up and you kind of chicken out and decide that you don't want to participate in the ride, or, you know, maybe you're not ready to mingle quite yet, you know, you can still just eat some food and have some drinks and listen to some music.
The yeah. So you mentioned music. Will there be a band there? Who's going to be playing?
Yeah, so we're going to have KB. He's one of the members of Organic Radio, a local band here in town. So he'll be performing. I think that starts around 11.
Yeah.
All right.
So. I'd add, even if you have no interest in bikes, but you have some suggestions for us, we'd love to listen.
That's a wonderful thing to add there. And, you know, a lot of people who maybe don't participate have a lot of opinions.
Sure.
So
yeah.
Those are welcome as well. So you're all invited, everyone, whether you cycle or not, to the event Bikes, Beer, and Burritos on September 9th being put on by Bike Lafayette. My guests, Hab Barton and April Courville, are board members with that organization.